population of Jews in the United States is relatively small.
And it's decreasing.
And why is it?
I think birth control is one reason. I mean that.
Certainly the Jewish population of Tulsa has not kept pace with the growth of the population as a whole in the Metroplex. I think many of the children, once they leave and go away to college, they don't come back. They go to communities that will have a larger population, or because maybe in the old days they would join their family business. Today they're no longer family businesses, so there's nothing really to bring them back here. So that's because of jobs and finding a spouse that they oftentimes don't return to Tulsa.
And the fact that they're not necessarily marrying other Jewish partners, they're out of intermarriage.
You're correct. Intermarriage is certainly on the rise. You know, Mother pointed out that when she was going to college and also when she was looking for work, doors were closed to Jews. It was just accepted.
I was turned down by an oil company locally because I was Jewish. We had a customer at my daddy's grocery store who was president of an oil company in Tulsa. I went down to that oil company and applied for a job. I already knew shorthand typing and bookkeeping, and I wanted a job. I took a test, and the woman who gave me the test said, "Oh, you'll be hired. That's the highest score I've ever seen on this test." And I wasn't offered a job. I wasn't ever turned down. I never got a letter saying, "Thank you for applying," nothing. But the reason I knew about it is because we had a customer who was president of that company. And I asked him. I said, "I know I scored very well on that test." He said, "I wondered when I'd hear from you." He said, "We can't hire you because you're Jewish. But I know a job that is available to you if you would like to get it." And I did. I took a job in Oklahoma City. There was a Tulsa oil man whose brother was an oil man in Oklahoma City. The books were officed in Oklahoma City. The Tulsa brother wanted the books brought to Tulsa. I went down there and I worked for 3 months learning the books, but then I got married and quit the job. The books are still in Oklahoma City, never made it to Tulsa.
But I asked you earlier when you were rejected from sororities because you were a Jew, and you thought, well, we did socially our own thing anyway, so it didn't really bother you. But here you were turned down in a business because you were a Jew. How'd that?
It was prevalent. Jews are aware of this. We're aware of the fact that you don't always get something because you're Jewish. And all it does is it makes you work harder. You look around more. You try to find a place. There are places that wouldn't rent to Jews. There are still places that don't rent to Jews. Not like there used to be. But that's one of those things. I remember restaurants that we didn't go to.
In Tulsa? Because Jews weren't welcome?
They weren't really welcomed. They weren't turned down. But maybe the waitress would be curt or something.
Brian, now you're a younger generation. You didn't feel, I am assuming, as much as your mother did, that anti-Semitism.
Correct. I really did not experience it in Tulsa.
You did at college?
Maybe a little at college. But on the flip side, you know, I was having my bar mitzvah in seventh grade. I had a major project in geography. My geography teacher, Mr. C.B. Reeves, said, "I know you're having your bar mitzvah. You want to do your project before or after your bar mitzvah?" So he went out of his way, reverse discrimination, knowing how hard I had to study, and like made it easier for me. So there were things like that. You know, Mother talked about segregation when she was growing up. As far as I can remember, there were no blacks in my elementary school or in my junior high. There might have been one or two blacks in my senior high at Edison. I remember Mr. Melvin Driver was a math teacher, may have also been involved in physical education, and I think he was one of the first black teachers to come to Edison and was well received. But you had gerrymandering of school districts, and blacks and whites were separated. My first black friend was when I was in college. I really didn't come into contact with blacks my own age growing up.
But again, you didn't feel in high school and all the prejudice your mother might have felt toward Jews then.
Correct.
When you were growing up and you knew there was this feeling about Jews, you must have asked yourself many a times, why do they not like me? What is it about Jews they don't like?
I don't know that I asked myself that. because, number one, I went to great lengths not to hurt my parents. I wouldn't have brought anything to their attention that would have hurt them. I know that. But we were already aware of discrimination against blacks, and it was not nearly that bad against Jews.
And I suppose that's because of the pigmentation of our skin, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you were
that's
white.
That's part of it, too.
Right,
and
right.
Also part of it is because more Jews were independent, and they had their own businesses because they couldn't go into other businesses. So that in itself, we were discriminated against in some area. You didn't go to country clubs.
In the Southern Hills for some time?
Oh, for years.
Would
no
not
Jews.
Allow Jews or
but,
blacks.
Correct.
Yeah. But we were glad to eat. We were glad to have a house. I was thrilled to have clothes. I remember I had two dresses, cotton print dresses. My mother washed and ironed both of them. I would wear each one 2 days. I'd wear one on Monday and Tuesday, another one on Thursday and Friday, and by then the first one was washed and ironed. I would wear the first one on Friday. Then I would very carefully put that dress on a hanger, and I would wear it again on Monday. About the last day of school, I remembered it was hot, very hot. And when I got out of my seat, the print on the cotton dress I was wearing was of the wood. It had come off of the dress. There wasn't a hole of the dress, but the print was gone. I waited until everybody had left the classroom, and I went up to the teacher, and I showed her that. She said, "I don't have a car, or I would take you home. But you can sit here and wait until everybody's out of the school, and then we'll walk out of the school together so you won't be embarrassed." She said, "How are you getting home?" I said, "Oh, I can walk home." She said, "How do you walk?" And I said, "Well, I usually go down Harvard, but I have a side street I can go down, and I don't think anybody will see me." The object was to get me home without my being seen, because it would look funny at the back, you know. I remember that to this day. I've told you about it.
Yes.
You know, it was just one of those things. But it wasn't because I was Jewish. It was because I was poor.
Right.